So probably you say you ask us to help you making things better for your user and millions of desktop application users, particularly on the Windows 10. Now we've got a lot of users. It would be a good idea to help you taking your for your application up to the stores in an easy way. So first of all, why should you use this marvelous application? Well, I've started my career at Microsoft doing, being a support engineer in CSS, and I was spending most of my time having problem with DLL registry problem with, you know, COM component. I don't know if you already have this kind of problem in the past. And it was quite complex to install your application and uninstall it without putting a lot of mess on the PC. And we were putting a lot of stuff in the registry, so PC was starting to be more and more slow because it was taking time to boot. So the idea is to help you solving part of this problem using the tool, so by taking care of some of the problem. And also, if you like to have a better distribution system and visibility, as well as having access to UWP APIs, it could be a tool that may interest you. So let's see how it's working. So first of all, we're going to take your setup files and your setup, you know, package. You're probably currently using MSI technologies, using Windows installer or whatever. And it's going to go through our tools to be analyzed. Then it would generate an APEX ready to be installed on a customer machine, on your own developer machine. And the final ID is to be able to either sidle it on a machine or use some distribution mechanism like MDM, or using the Windows Store very soon you'll be able to use the Windows Store distribution mechanism. So let's have a quick look how to do that on this machine. So how many of you know Media Classic Player? Don't know if you're using it, or maybe you're using VLC. Okay. Well, the idea is that we took this installer, so just download it from, you know, the web, and it's going to go through these specific tools that are going to analyze it, and I'm going to talk while I'm going to execute this stuff. So the installer is over there, so I'm going to run this PowerShell script. And it is important to note that the current version is only working with the silent version of your installer. So you see that I'm currently launching the installer using the silent option. If today your installer needs to have the, you know, next, and finish UI, it's currently not working. We're currently working on fixing that. But if you've got a silent version of your installer, it's going to run through this process. And your installer, what it's going to do is going to put a lot of files on the system and update some registry stuff. So what we're going to use is a Docker instance to analyze that, to kind of put your application in a container, in a virtual part of the system, and to analyze what you're doing to also now transform that to an APEX. So it's been finished. So it has created a new folder over there, with all the file being copied from your MSI. And now I can double click on the APEX here. It's going to run on full thrust. This is still important to note that you're only using the Windows Store distribution mechanism, but you're still having full thrust access to the machine. So you're not running in the container of a UWP. So I'm going to install it. Oh no, I was the only one not to have a problem today. Okay, so let me check if I have uninstalled it before. Yes, it's in uninstall. Let's do it again. Okay. Yes, so we're running into beta software, so I've got another one. Let's run it. Okay. So I already had this problem in the past, and the issues was restart. But the idea, you'll see that once it will restart, don't worry, it will work. I hope so. The idea is that the APX is then going to install the application, and for you, it's completely transparent. When you are having access to the registry using the classical APIs, it's going to be virtualized. We're going to see how. Let me check that the Surface is booting on the proper VHD first. Okay. So how is it supposed to work? We're going to take your classical Windows app. It could be whatever you like, so even a Delphi application. And then you will have two paths. Well, the first path on your left will be the MSI Windows 7. So you will still target Windows 7 customer using your classical way of deployment. And then you will be able to use this MSI to inject it into our tool that will then be able to let you targeting Windows 10 users by using APX technologies. The beauty of that is you will then have for free an install mechanism and some virtualization stuff on the registry. We're going to see that. So just to simplify, on Windows 7, you will have full access to the registry, so no change to your code, and you will have access to an app data folder. But on Windows 10, it will be virtualized, meaning that your application won't know it's going to be virtualized, but it will be the case. And for us, it's then simpler to uninstall your application without touching anything on the system. So it's free. You don't need to change your code. You don't need to take into account the Windows 10 platforms. Once you've done that, maybe you want to add some new piece of code in your application to benefit from the Windows 10 experience. So you can use Cortana, putting lifetimes inside that, because we know that once you're targeting Windows 10 application, you will have better engagement if you're using lifetime. For instance, as a Windows 10 user, when I have got a choice between two applications, if one of them is using lifetime for the same using the same features, I will probably go for the one using lifetimes. So how does it work? So first of all, you need to convert it. And it will then be packaged inside the universal app package. Then maybe you'd like to go a step further by using some lifetime support, some notification, Cortana. But if you want to go even further, so we're going to see together the second step, which is modifying a bit of code to use, for instance, lifetimes. But you just imagine that you're using your old VB6 application. Maybe it's not ready for touchscreen, you know, or even your MFC application. What you could do is to create a new UI, a new front application using XAML, for instance, that's going to communicate with your existing application, which could be C++ or whatever, or C#. And then you going through an app service specific proxy between your classical application and your new modern UI. So you're not forced to do that, but you see you've got plenty of options to update it. So first of all, I need to install it. Otherwise, I won't be able to show it to you. So let's go back. So let's check in now. It's installing. Yeah. Thank you. I don't know if I really deserve the applause, but so let me first pin that to the start. Oh, okay. And you see that this application is still the very same. You can open a file, browse for it. I'm going to tap some music from my music folder. License free, so classical music. And I'll be able to play the music. I don't know if you're able to hear that, but it's beautiful. Nice to hear after a demo failure. Let's have a look to the code now. Now, this is the first step. I've been able to convert this application to an APX ready to be distributed on the Windows Store. But what if I want to go a step further, taking into account the Windows 10 platform using lifetimes? So what we did, we took the code source from Media Player Classic, and we just added a bit of line of C++ code, you can see over there, The idea is to use UWP APIs to write some notification using lifetiles. So what we did is the current source code of the application was getting, you know, the cover of the album I'm currently listening to. So we're taking these pictures, we inject that into the UWP APIs to make it lifetiles. And you see, with just a bit of code over there, managed to do that. So it's C++. Maybe you're not used to that, but it's some modern C++. It's CX. And now, if I'm going back to the start menu, you can see that I've got the lifetile over there. So we still the same application, but using this bit of line of code, being able to enhance the experience for Windows 10 users. And the final step would be to create a new UI using XAML to provide even better experience, still talking to the existing C++ code. So it was a very quick introduction to Project Centennial. And if you like to go further, what you need to do is to download the converter. So you need a fairly recent build of Windows 10 to be able to use it. So you need to be on the Insider program, but most of you are on this program, which is great. If you got some questions, because everything is not working perfectly fine today, obviously there are several scenarios we still need to work on, please use the user voice if you find some bugs or you like some specific features to use. I know this tool is very popular in all the cities we've been visiting, so feel free to go there. And otherwise, there will be the Q&A session if you ask us some specific question. Thank you very much.